evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. Tonight is our Halloween special. Here on Insert Question Here, I give the answers from a Trivial Pursuit card to our lovely panellists, and all they have to do is provide the question in response. If they get it right, they get a... because it's the Halloween special. And if they provide an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a... Can't see, she's doing the laughing motion with the sound effect.
Always got to mime along with the sound effects.
Because David is away in Russia, I'm Ella, I'm hosting it. I'm joined by Abby.
Hello.
Ibby.
Hi.
And Jack.
Oi, oi.
Are you excited to be here?
I'm excited as I can ever be for coming on a URN comedy show. Obviously, I did listen to a couple of the podcasts that you do have up on iTunes, and they sounded good. A couple of the parts made me laugh, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nicely done with the sucking up.
Someone is clearly in it for the points.
If he was actually sucking up, he would have said they were all excellent. But he didn't. He made it believable. And that's the important thing.
He really committed to that role.
I'm excited. I'm also the only one here in costume because someone told me this was a Halloween special and no one else is clearly as committed as I am
to
Halloween.
Would you like to describe what you're wearing, Ibby?
Well, I'm...
Not a question I expected to have to say on Insert Question Here.
On Insert Question Here. Well, clearly you're asking the questions. I'm wearing my alphabet outfit, so I'm in head-to-toe green at the moment with a witch's hat. And when I say head-to-toe green, I do mean head-to-toe green, including the bits you can't see.
It's stunning, really.
I've got to say, when you said alphabet outfit, I heard elf and bat outfit. It's like, how does that work? Anyway, I've come up with some Halloween-themed questions for this Halloween special because, unfortunately, Trivial Pursuit is massively lacking in its novelty editions.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought that Trivial Pursuit would have released? Knowledge quiz.
They don't get more specific.
The general knowledge quiz of... the century, I feel. They're doing well for themselves.
So basically since 2000, there was a better one before then.
Of the past two centuries. Okay, so we head over to our first answer, and it is Romania.
Where I'm running to immediately now.
Okay.
Go on, you better get started.
An interesting job.
She disappears. The door goes. Abby's gone. This podcast isn't going to work.
Where black capes originate from.
Oh,
it's interesting.
You're close with that. Why are you thinking black capes? Oh, Dracula. Halloween special.
Halloween special. I mean, come on.
There we go.
Well, there we go.
I'm on top of this.
Clearly.
David would never make a mistake like that.
Is it what word rhymes with Slomania?
Oh, interesting technique going there.
It's not the one I have on the card.
Oh. I mean, it's technically true.
It is.
It is technically true.
Who... do an amazing Eurovision song and dance.
Yes, also true.
Thank you.
Also very, very true. Where is Transylvania located?
Bang on. Transylvania is a region of which country? Romania. Very good. Very well done, Ibby.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question. Answer.
Very difficult.
Very, very difficult.
Guys, if you're not following this at home, don't worry, we've barely got it in the studio. The Great Pumpkin.
What was the original James and the Giant Peach?
What is the nickname for Donald Trump on the campaign trail?
I appreciate that. It's not what I have on the card. Damn.
Oh dear.
Is it what I'm going to be naming my wife when she becomes pregnant?
Oh my God. As awful as that was, I thought that was going in a slightly different downstairs direction.
What?
Well.
Why?
Well,
so many questions to be asked about that one.
Mine's out of the gutter, please.
The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin.
A very bad magician's name.
I don't know, he's got the great
I'd go and see that magician.
He only has one act though,
and it's about a pumpkin and making it bigger, and then that's it.
The passable pumpkin.
Are you sure it is a pumpkin?
Because now it's a dove.
I'm not sure.
No, this is, it's to do with Charlie Brown.
Ew.
It's a name of their Halloween special.
No.
Okay.
It is, every Halloween, Charlie Brown helps his friend Linus wait for which character to appear.
I would not have known that.
Has anyone seen any Charlie Brown?
No.
The funny thing is, I have actually seen the Simpsons spin-off of this.
I have, because they have the pumpkin arise and there's a turkey. And
yeah, and it gets really angry.
They have a fight or Milhouse dies.
Milhouse
wow.
Is, yeah.
What?
Oh, well then.
Yeah, well, unfortunately no one got the Great Pumpkin. Massive shame.
I'd like the fact that it's
a great shame, if you will.
I like the fact that it sounds like you've got one behind you and are waiting to hand it out, and you're like, well, no one gets that prize this evening.
Puts the pumpkin dejectedly to one side. Oh, the beauty of radio. Turnips. The recoil that happened if he just did.
What is the single worst bit of food? I know it's a Halloween special, but what is the worst bit of food at Christmas dinner?
I was going to give you a scream, but it's carrots. I hate carrots.
You weirdo.
Yes.
Turnips. Turnips are universally not liked, whereas carrots, it's here or there.
There are people who like carrots.
I'm aware that there are people who like
carrots.
I do not include myself among them.
You can have a carrot cake. You can't really have a turnip cake, can you?
Have you tried?
I wouldn't want
to. Yeah, Ibby. You can discriminate against turnips in cake.
You can cake maybe a carrot, but can you cake a turnip?
Maybe turnips want to be involved in confectionery, and they just haven't been given the opportunity yet. The market has been taken up by carrots and courgettes, and the turnips just going, hey, guys, we're still here as well.
What kind of cakes have you been having with courgettes?
I don't have them. I don't like carrots or courgettes, so I don't eat the cake with carrots or courgette in. I sit there and go, why aren't you offering me chocolate?
It sounds like you're saying a new tongue twister. I think you should create one.
I think the main reason that turnips aren't ever invited to these parties is because they're always late and they always turn up too late.
Oh.
Get the sigh.
I appreciate it. You got a witch laugh. Think of something that you might not think turnips would be used for.
Oh, the possibility.
Okay. Once again, out the gutter again.
I heard that in my head. I apologise. Not how it was intended.
What was traditionally used for jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins became popular?
Bang on again, Ibby. Very impressive.
Why turnips?
How the hell did you know that?
I have no idea.
Yes, which vegetable were jack-o'-lanterns originally made? Oh, very interesting. We're educational as well as entertaining.
Yes. This is totally going to help you with your degrees.
Next question. Son of the Devil.
My nickname.
I can testify to that.
Thank you.
Son of the Devil.
What I call my brother.
Is that what we call the purple giraffe we have in URN?
Not that I'm aware of, but I want to get that as a thing started now.
Little
only
name
the
tag.
Four of us will understand.
Just call it the Son of the Devil.
Son of the Devil. No. Think of a famous Halloween-y character.
No idea. I don't do Halloween.
Okay. Think of a famous character.
Like Jack Skellington.
Monster character.
Frankenstein.
Boogie. No.
Dracula?
Dracula, yes. What does the name Dracula mean? It means son of the devil.
Oh,
really?
Never knew that. In what language, though?
Romanian?
Well, maybe.
Transylvanian.
Transylvanian.
Just the city has its own language. They're like, okay.
Sure.
We're protesting. We're going to have our own language, everybody. So only us know.
See, here on Insert Question Here, we've already founded our own sovereign state, Australia 2, here in the URN studios with Cranberry. As its capital city. We're now going to have our own language.
Is Son of the Devil the giraffe our mascot then? You know, like every...
The national animal.
He's a national animal.
He's our president.
Prime Minister, I beg your pardon. Stick to the right kind of governmental system.
We're in Australia too here. We have our own governmental system. Okay. Blue.
WDW die?
Nice. You realise I'm now just singing that song in my head. I have no idea what any of you are going to say. Blue, da-dee-da. Sorry.
What is the man group colour?
What is the man group colour?
I mean, it's a good job you don't study something like, say, English with that kind of syntax.
All the linking.
It's funny because she studies English.
Oh dear,
it's
Lord.
Not that funny.
It's not that funny.
But it's true. It's a question here.
Sadly true.
Think of something that you might This is in a science category, so think of something that you might not necessarily think of as being blue.
Is it what's the original colour? Is it what colours? Oh no, I can't speak. What colour is a pumpkin originally?
Bang on!
Nice.
Wait, pumpkins are blue.
Why?
Pumpkins can be orange, white, green, and what other colour?
Really?
Blue.
There's no way. Well, I need to get my hands on a blue pumpkin for Halloween.
I've seen
then.
White and orange, green and blue. No.
Wait,
no
idea. I've seen
green ones.
I just wrote the question. What? This is madness. Because I just wrote the question down. It's like, that's something interesting that people won't believe. And now you're saying that I didn't believe the actual question, the white and green.
I didn't know that they were blue, though. Blues are very, like, bright blue, neon blue. How blue are we talking?
Blue's a disturbing colour. I think you see that pumpkin and you go, maybe not.
It's a bit like you shouldn't drink anything that's blue.
Yes.
Like, just put it away.
What about blue WKDs?
Luminous. No.
For the benefit of people here in the studio alone, here is a picture of a blue pumpkin.
That's really
that
blue.
That's incredible.
I mean,
are you sure that's not painted? That's a real thing.
I was about to ask. It could be painted.
I realise that doesn't translate well. At home, but
so just imagine a pumpkin,
but
blue.
You can hear by the amazed sounds, the oohs and the ahs, that it's a very exciting thing. Just Google blue pumpkin. It's
a wondrous thing.
I still don't believe there's white and green, but we'll get on to that. Now, our final question. The ability to see and talk to spirits.
What powers do I achieve when I'm drunk? it's amazing. You should see it.
What powers do I have right now? How are you, Jeffrey?
They're everywhere.
That's not funny, and it doesn't work on radio.
Jeffrey, comfort me. That isn't a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing.
I see boring people. Is this?
I see someone who thought it was a fancy dress costume to a radio recording.
Who thought it was a fancy dress costume? That sentence didn't make sense.
Ella, what do you study? Just remind me.
She does English language as well.
Language. And Latin.
Is that how the Latin... how it is in Latin?
That's how the Romans speak. Guys, just can't believe you don't know that. Sorry. The ability to see and talk to spirits.
What powers grandmothers think they have because they don't realise what trick-or-treating is.
Like, what is it?
I just have a mental image of, like, a grandmother opening the door and there just being these children, these, like, 5-year-old dressed as ghosts, and they're just hitting them with a walking stick. And like, get away! It's not my time yet!
I might know the answer, but I don't know. Oh. Do you want to do anything?
I mean, we do know the answer. She read out the answer. We're trying to find the question.
I think I might know the question.
Oh, what are you going for?
Is it what a séance is?
No.
Okay.
Because a séance isn't the ability.
Oh,
a séance
is the
location.
No. What is it
called? A medium
called?
Has.
Damn it.
Medium. No.
What about a small?
I am psychic, though. Like, we've proved that many a time.
We have. I cannot remember what their name is.
It's nothing to do with... Well, I say that. It is to do with a particular person, but it's not to do with a person called something.
Oh, okay.
It's according to superstition, a person born on Halloween has what particular ability?
Ooh.
If you...
If you have been born on Halloween, please do let us know.
If you are born on Halloween and you think you have this ability, contact us first and then maybe
contact
see a therapist.
Contact us via the spirits. Send them in. We love to talk to them.
Is that why you're here, Jeffrey? I don't know why I even looked. This is radio. It doesn't matter.
How annoyed would you be if you're born on the 1st of November? You're like, damn, missed out.
If it helps, I'm annoyed and I'm born in May. I feel my parents weren't working hard enough in terms of... Let's just end it there.
Don't finish that sentence. Don't finish that thought.
Their scheduling should have been better so that I would be born at Halloween and be able to have magic powers. And I blame them for why I have not got magic powers.
Yeah.
Okay, Ella.
We have no words, but also it sounds like you're having a mental breakdown on
air. I'm using this as a therapy session.
Jeffrey Holby. That's what you use it.
She can
come
see
on.
Jeffrey too. And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's episode of Insert Question Here. I can proudly announce that the winner is joined between Jack and Abby.
Yay.
Boo.
Abby, I just don't like you. You're fighting
rude.
You're fighting for Jeff's affections. We can't be having this. Congratulations, guys.
What do we win?
Pride.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, don't go with him. Don't leave me. This is where David would usually come up with some sort of pun. But I don't do that. You just get...
You're classy.
I pulled my head out of the gutter temporarily. That sounds awesome.
Sounds like you got stuck. like a weird... Do you know when dogs have their head stuck in a gate? Help.
I was trapped in the gutter, but I've seen the light. Jeffrey helped me out of the gutter.
Wow.
I said that with my hand on my heart and everything. That was really bizarre. Yeah, you just get a nice sense of pride on this Halloween. You can share Ibby's outfit if you want.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to get involved with that outfit that you've got going on over there.
Cheers.
You should be Galinda. There we go.
I would pay to see Jack and Ibby do a version of...
For good.
Make it happen, everybody.
How much would you pay?
We can discuss that off air. All that leaves me to do is thank you for listening. We'll be back with the usual Insert Question Here team next Monday at 7 p.m. on Audioboom and iTunes. Happy Halloween!